In my previous message, I started to expound on the meaning of redemption in the Bible.
在我上一篇道呢，我开始讲解得赎或者救赎，是圣经里面所讲的救赎。
And we talked about two important aspects of the meaning.
我提到呢，这个救赎的两方面，很重要的两方面。
The first one, redemption as deliverance. And that's a movement from past slavery to a new life of freedom.
救赎的意思，第一点就是释放、拯救，即是说从过往做奴隶的状态转移到得到新生命、自由的新生命。
From our previous bondage in sin to a new life in God.
从前我们是被罪捆绑的，现在转移到在神里面有个新生命。
We also talked about redemption as ransom, that in order to set us free, God had to pay a very high price.
我哋亦都讲到第二个解释，救赎咧即系买赎嘅意思，就系为咗要释放我哋啊，神佢自己咧系付上咗沉重嘅代价。
And that is the blood and the life of His Son Jesus.
就系佢自己嘅儿子耶稣流出嘅宝血同埋牺牲。
Both of these points involve a movement from the past to the present.
呢两个意思咧都系涉及从过往迁移到现在嘅。
However, there is yet another important aspect of redemption which we haven't had time to touch on.
但是呢，救赎还有第三重的意思是我们未讲的。
And that is redemption as a future fulfillment and consummation.
第三个意思呢，就是将来的一个圆满的实现。
And that is the climax of this present age.
到那时呢，就即是现今世代的高潮。
Sadly, however, as we look around us, not many people are very interested in thinking too far ahead.
但是很不幸呢，我们周围望下的时候，我们就发觉呢，不是很多人有兴趣去想得太远的。
More often than not, we are too focused on the present.
很多时候呢，人都是喜欢望着现在的。
We are reluctant to engage in tasks that relate to the future.
不是很愿意去做一些跟将来有关的事。
Because future seems too far away.
因为将来呢，似乎呢是太遥远了。
Daphna Oyserman, a professor of psychology in Southern California, makes the following observation.
Daphna Oyserman 这位心理学教授呢，他在加州的南部的，他是有以下的观察。
People spend most of their time focused on the present, which makes perfect sense because the present is now and for sure.Unfortunately, many things that are quite important about the future require that we start doing things now rather than waiting for later to happen.
很多人呢都是集中于现在，咁系好合理嘅，因为现在咧就系而家啦嘛，咁系比较肯定嘅。但系好不幸咧，好多嘢关于将来嘅都系好重要嘅，而呢啲将来嘅事系需要我哋马上就要去打算同埋有所行动。否则呢，我们要等的时候呢，就恐怕太迟了。
So yes, waiting, that means, waiting till later means that we won't have much time to prepare ourselves.
我们再等下去的话呢，就不够时间去准备。
And Professor Oyserman goes on to give examples of things that we are supposed to do in securing a better future. Things like studying hard for college entry exams.
那 Oyserman 教授呢，就继续建议大家要怎样做才可以有一个好一点的、安全一点的将来。譬如咧，好好咁讀書，為咗考高中
；saving for retirement and so on，
或者儲錢咧，儲退休金啊。
But is that what future is all about？
但係將來又係咪淨係呢啲嘢咧
？Whether you realize it or not, whether you like to believe it or not, our future lies far beyond the few decades that we walk on Earth。
不論你知唔知道，或者你相唔相信都好，我哋嘅將來啊，其實係遠遠超過喺地上嘅呢幾十年嘅。
In the Bible, there's a verse that tells us, God has made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart.
有一段圣经这样说，神造万物，各安其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
Well, even if you haven't read the Bible before you came to church today,
即使你未来这个教会之前，你从来没看过圣经都好。
I believe that somehow, deep in your heart, you'd notice an inborn instinct that longs for immortality.
我好相信喺你嘅内心深处，自然其然咁样咧，就有一种渴望人可以不死。
We long for our friendship, our family life to keep going on.
我哋好渴望我哋嘅友谊啊，我哋嘅家庭啊，可以永远咁样延续落去。
That's why we would say something like friendship forever, forever love, right?
所以咧，我哋会讲友谊永固啊，
真爱长存
啊，真爱长存咯。
But do you believe that love can really extend into eternity, forever and ever?
但系你系咪真系相信爱真系可以永远长存至永远呢？
We all know that every one of us here eventually dies.
我哋个个都知道啦，每一个人啊都始终会一死。
And somehow death is not something that we want to talk about.
但系唔知点解咧，死亡咧系我哋唔愿意讲嘅一个题目。
It seems unnatural or even unfair.
因为听起上嚟系非常不近人情又唔公道。
We do not want to accept death as the end of all things.
我哋唔想去接受死亡就系一切嘅终结。
We somehow believe that, at least, or maybe we long for something more, something that would extend beyond death.
我哋咧系好渴望咧有一啲嘢，其实系死亡之后还有嘅延伸。
Do you agree? Do you have this experience before?
你同唔同意咧？你过往有冇曾经有过类似嘅感受经历
？When you're all by yourself, when you're lying in bed thinking about life.
当你独自一人嘅时候，你睡喺床上嘅时候，你喺度谂嘅时候。
You feel that there's a void, an empty space in your heart that needs to be filled.
你感受得到自己内心深处咧有一啲嘅空虚，有一个空洞，呢个洞啊，呢个窿系需要填补嘅。
But somehow you know that it cannot be filled by anything in this world, not even after having fun with your friends.
但你亦都明明知道咧，一个空洞嘅地方咧系唔能够用物质嚟到填满，亦都唔能够用欢愉嘅时间嚟到填补。
This empty space in your heart cannot be filled by making lots of money or having great achievements.
呢種空洞嘅感受，亦都唔能夠靠住你賺好多錢啊，有好多成就嚟到填補。
It seems like everything that we do in this life can indeed bring some temporary pleasure, but they won't last much longer.
我哋喺呢個世上所做嘅一切咧，似乎咧都可以俾到我哋短暫嘅快樂同埋刺激。但系咧，系唔系永恒嘅
？We long for meaning and purpose.
我哋系渴望紧有意义啦，有目的啦。
Do you know why we have this instinct of longing for purpose and meaning in life?
你知唔知点解我哋与生俱来就有一种咁样嘅渴求一啲永恒嘅嘢呢？同埋意义，同埋目的呢
？And the reason we have this longing for eternity?
点解我哋系有呢一种渴望永恒嘅嘢嘅渴望呢？
It's because God has wired your brains in this way.
因为啊，神去做人嘅时候，佢已经设计咗我哋系咁样嘅。
God has designed you and me in His image to live for eternity.
神系按照自己嘅形象系做咗我哋，系为永恒而活嘅。
But maybe you've never thought about that before.
但系可能咧，你从来冇咁样谂过。
Or even if you have.You kind of ignore it or push aside these thoughts and feelings because you think it's just impractical. How can one live on forever and ever?
即使你有想过，但系可能你都将呢个问题摆埋一边。可能你觉得有咩可能人系可以永远活落去咧
？Aren't we told that we must seize the day, make the most of our present time?
人哋唔系话俾我哋听咩？一定要好好运用光阴啊！
活在当下，
活在当下咧。
And we get ourselves so busy with many things to make us feel we are someone useful.
想尽办法令到自己好忙咧，嚟到话俾自己听咧，我系好有用嘅。
We fill our time with studies, work, and social life.
我哋将自己嘅时间咧填满晒，去读书啦，去教制啦。
So that we leave no time for thinking about important issues.
再冇时间俾我哋去谂一啲重要嘅事情。
Maybe some of us are different. We are more motivated and we are determined to lead a meaningful, fulfilling life.
或者我哋有啲人比较有推动力，想去寻求一啲有啲意义嘅人生。
Just like myself.
就正如我自己一样。
Ever since I was very young, when I was in primary school.
从我至小嘅时候，小学嘅时候。
When we had to farewell each other after we graduated from primary school, we would exchange like all these nice cards and stuff.
我哋小學畢業嘅時候咧，同學之間咧就會交換一啲嘅名片啊，寫一啲嘢嘅。
And sometimes you have to fill in this booklet, and it says that you know write down your dreams, you know your hobbies and things like that.
大家咧互相喺對方本簿上邊咧就寫一啲紀念嘅字啊，講下以後想做啲乜嘢啊。
You know what I wrote down as my dream？
你知道我寫乜嘢嘛？我個夢想係乜嘢嘛
？As a primary school kid，
我作為一個小學生啫。
It wasn't like to become a doctor or scientist or anything like that。
我就唔係話咧，我嘅志願咧係做醫生啊，做科學家。
I wrote to find the truth。
我就寫咧，我話我要尋求真理。
I wanted to know the truth about this life. Why am I here on earth?
我想知道人生嘅关于人生嘅真理，譬如我为什么活喺呢个地上。
I want to know what makes life meaningful and worth living.
我想知道系乜嘢会令到人生有意义嘅呢
？But even though I did manage to find a purpose at last,
而最后咧，我都揾到人生嘅目的。
I find that for a long time, my focus was still.Primarily on this present life.
我發覺咧，我一段時間以嚟咧，我都係集中去追求現今。
So it's the same when we come to this topic about redemption. We tend to think of redemption and salvation as the past act accomplished by the death of Jesus on the cross.
就好似咧，我哋今日要講嘅題目係關於救贖。我哋以為救贖即係耶穌死喺十字架上邊已經成就咗，係一啲過去嘅事情嚟嘅。
So we think we are good enough when we are grateful for this that Jesus had done for us. So you know that's pretty good already.
我哋為咗耶穌所做嘅一切，我哋去感激，咁我哋就覺得已經足夠啦，已經好唔錯啦。
And we also understand redemption as a present reality that we can experience each and every day.
同埋咧，我哋都同意救贖亦都係現今我哋可以經歷到嘅事。
We can experience the change that's taking place in our lives ever since we committed our lives to God.
經歷到。自從我哋將生命交託咗俾神之後，神喺我哋生命嘅改變係現今嘅。
Even other people can see the radical change in your life since your encounter with God.
別人都睇到我哋生命嘅轉變。
Just like myself, my friends who grew up with me in Melbourne, they can see how totally different I am today from how I used to be.
就正如我喺墨爾本所認識嘅朋友。他們都見到我信主之後那種生命的改變。
But that's not all about redemption in the Bible.
但在聖經裡面，救贖並不是只是單單這樣的意思。
The Apostle Paul, and for those who are new to the church, he's a writer of a major part of the New Testament Bible.
使徒保羅呢，是一個寫新約聖經很多書卷的其中一個主要的作者。
He tells us that,If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come.
使徒保罗就喺圣经里边有一处就讲到，每一个喺基督里面嘅人都系一个新造嘅人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
So indeed, everything has been made new.
咁的确系嘅，一切都变成新的了。
But that is only a beginning.
但系呢个只不过系一个开始。
Apostle Paul makes it extremely clear in a number of passages that we are not yet fully redeemed.
使徒保罗喺圣经好多处都指出，我哋未完全得赎嘅。
We only have a foretaste of this redemption right now. Its fullness is still to come in the future.
我哋现在咧只不过系初尝呢一个得赎嘅滋味，丰满嘅得赎系将来嘅。
So at this present time.We are not yet fully set free.
所以現在呢，我們是未完全得釋放。
Let us turn to the Bible in Romans chapter 8, verses 22-23.
請大家翻去羅馬書八章嘅22-23節。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit,Grown inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
罗马书八章22-23节，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Here, Paul tells us that we wait for adoption.Adoption as sons.
喺度咧，保罗就话俾我哋听，我哋系等候得着儿子嘅名分，等候就得儿子嘅名分。
So this concept might be a bit new to some of you.
所以對我哋有啲人嚟講咧，呢一種觀念可能有啲新鮮。
Many of us would be familiar with the concept of a person becoming a child of God.
我哋大部分人都比較熟悉嘅咧，就係成為神嘅兒女呢個觀念。
When do we become children of God?
我哋幾時會成為神嘅兒女啊
？Julia, what do you think?
Julia, 你知道嗎
？When we get baptized, when we make a covenant with God.
洗禮嘅時候就係我哋同神立約嘅時候。
Because that's when we receive the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit.
因為喺嗰陣時候咧，我哋就領受神嘅靈。
But this is only the first meaning about being a son or a child of God.
但係呢個咧，只不過係成為神嘅兒女嘅第一層嘅意思。
There's a second meaning of adoption or sonship.
咁關於得著兒子嘅名分同埋成為佢嘅神嘅兒女咧，有另外一層意思嘅。
As we just read from Romans 8:23,
就正如我哋剛才睇嘅羅馬書八章廿三節。
Paul defines adoption as the redemption of our bodies.
保罗话等候得着儿子嘅名分，就即系我哋嘅身体得赎。
And this is an aspect of future that we seldom think about.
嗱，呢一方面嘅救赎咧，系将来嘅，系我哋好少谂嘅。
In God's love and plan for humankind, this life on earth is just like a training school.
喺神对人嘅嗰种好意同埋计划之下咧。我哋喺地上嘅呢幾十年嘅人生咧，只不過係一個訓練嘅學校。
It's training us, it's preparing and equipping us so that we may be fit for eternity.
今生依間學校鍛鍊我哋，好讓我哋能夠準備好迎接永生。
Do you know that we are going to spend far more time on the other side of death, that's eternity, than we will in the span of life that we have?
你知道嗎？將來啊！在我们死后的将来的世代，我们要花的时间远远超过我们在地上的这几十年。
At most, we might live 100 years or so in this life, but we will spend forever in eternity because we were made to last forever.
最多啊，我们在这个地上生活不是百零岁，但在永恒里面，我们要永永远远地活，因为我们的被造的原意就是可以去永远活着。
Having said that,We also know that one day our hearts will stop beating. There will be an end to our physical body.
我雖然咁講，我哋大家都知道有一日我哋嘅心會停止跳動，呢個血肉之軀咧就會終結啦。
No one can escape death.
冇人係逃得過呢個死亡。
And once we die, what happens to our body?
我哋一死嘅時候，我哋嘅呢個身體又點啊
？We all know it will just decay, right? You can't find it anymore later, like.It's no longer the same, right?
其實我哋個都知啦，人一死一斷氣嘅時候，呢個身體啊咪腐爛咯，遲啲咧都見唔到噶啦。
So how is it that we can live on forever and ever as God intends us to be?
但係我哋究竟點樣可能永遠咁活著咧
？Is eternal life just some kind of a myth?
唔通永生啊，其實即係神話啫。
Well, now we need to get something straight here. Our physical body is not us. That's not the whole of us.
嗱，我要講得直接啦。呢個肉體就唔等於你，肉體一完結就唔等於你係完結嘅。
Our earthly body, our physical body, is just like a temporary residence for our spirits.
呢個身體啊，只不過係我哋嘅靈暫時嘅住處。
That's why the Bible sometimes calls this body a tent.
所以咧，聖經有時講到呢一個身體咧，就話佢係一個帳幕。
Some of us have gone camping before. Do you live in a tent for a long time? I think even the longest, like it wouldn't be like for years, right?
我哋有人咧係曾經去過露營，你會唔會住喺帳幕嗰度好耐啊？最長我諗都唔會住上一年啩。
Because it's supposed to be temporary.
因為住帳幕都係暫時嘅啫。
But compared to our future body, which is described as a house.
一比較起我哋將來嘅身體咧，將來嘅身體被形容為一個房子。
And now I would like to point you to this following verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
喺哥林多後書五章一節呢度講。
Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Do you realize that this body is only temporary? No matter how well you take care of it, how nicely you decorate it, it will still pass away.
你知道嘛？呢一個身體又只不過係暫時嘅啫。無論你點樣珍惜佢，點樣照顧佢，點樣去裝扮佢都好，佢始終都係短暫會過去。
First Corinthians chapter 15。
哥林多前書15章。
Verses 50 to 53。
50-53節。
What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this: flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. And verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，睡觉意思即是死，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时、霎眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
You see, the answer is here.
嗱，答案就喺呢度。
Our bodies need to be changed. Our bodies have not yet been redeemed fully at this present stage. Our bodies are still subject to all kinds of illness and pain and eventually death.
我哋嘅身体系需要被改变。在現今這個階段，我們這個身體呢還未被得贖的，我們這個身體呢仍然是會病啊，會死。
As Auntie Lau would tell you how much she suffers from her ache everywhere.
壽嬸嬸就可以告訴你們，她呢周身都痛，幾咁痛苦。
As you get older, it's more difficult to fall asleep.
越老的時候呢，你又發覺你越難睡得著覺。
For young people who are still getting over jet lag, you know a bit how it's like when you can't sleep well.
年輕人呢，如果你搭飛機，你而家仲係有呢個時差嘅問題嘅時候，你就知道啦。啊，要瞓得著覺都唔係咁容易。
So at this present stage, our body is still kind of under bondage.
所以喺現今呢個階段，我哋呢個身體仍然係受捆綁嘅。
That's why Paul says we are all groaning together with the rest of the creation.
所以呢，使徒保罗在罗马书度就讲到啦，我哋呢系喺度叹息劳苦啊。
And why are we groaning?
点解我哋会叹息呢？
Because we are longing for that day when this body that is definitely going to perish would be changed, transformed, and becomes imperishable.
因为我哋等候紧得赎嗰一日，到嗰日呢，我哋呢个会腐烂嘅身体会变成一个唔腐烂嘅身体。
At this moment,We might have experienced a foretaste of God's power through the work of His Spirit in changing our lives.
在現在呢這個階段，可能呢我們都會初嘗到神改變我們的能力。
He makes us very different in the way we look at life. We start to develop qualities that resemble God.
在我們怎樣去看這個人生啊，我們的價值觀啊，人生觀啊，各方面神開始改變我們。
We have also experienced to a certain extentThis liberation, this setting free, which is redemption. But our bodies are not yet redeemed.
我哋某个程度上咧，都经历到神点样去释放我哋，但系我哋依个身体啊，系仲未得到救赎嘅。
Sin is still lodged in our body, in the flesh.
罪呢，亦都系通过我哋依个肉体咧嚟到引诱我哋犯罪。
That's why if we don't cling on to God, we can still be tempted to sin.
如果呢我們不依靠神的話，我們同樣是會受到試探犯罪。
And death is definitely going to overtake this body one day.
終有一日，死亡是會戰勝這個肉體的。
That is why we, together with the rest of the creation, we long for, we groan for that redemption that is future.
所以呢，唔怪得我們和萬物被造物呢，都同樣在勞苦嘆息，等候將來得贖那一日的來臨。
On that day when our bodies will be completely set free from sin and death. When we shall put on a body that is incorruptible.
到了那天呢，我们这个身体是会完全从死亡、从罪中得到释放。我们就能够穿上一个不朽坏的身体。
A body that is immune to death and free from sin.
这个身体是不会再有病，亦都唔会再受罪嘅捆绑。
Only in this way, when we have received this new body, that is like the resurrected body of Jesus, then we are ready to follow Jesus all the way into eternal life, into the eternal kingdom of Yahweh God.
唯有咁样样咧，我哋先可以得到一个新嘅身体，就好似耶稣嘅复活身体一样。咁我哋就已经准备好跟从耶稣嘅道路，一齐就去承受耶和神嘅国，承受永生。
Because we know that God by nature does not die, does he?
我哋知道神系唔会死嘅。
So for us to be with God forever and ever would mean that we also must become like him. We must become his children in the sense of receiving this adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
所以如果我哋要同神一样系永恒嘅话咧，我哋嘅身体必须要转变，系变成好似神一样咧不死嘅。
So this concept about adoption and sonship might be a new concept to many of you.
所以得赎同埋得到儿子嘅名分呢啲观念咧，可能对我哋嚟讲有啲新。
Let's look at a verse in Luke, which we also looked at last time when I first spoke about redemption.
上一次我讲呢个题目嘅时候咧，我哋睇过路加福音21章28节。
It says, Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Notice the expression here. It says your redemption is drawing near. So again, it's telling us redemption is not yet completed.
一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。留意他这里讲话，你们得赎的日子近了。咁即係話得贖呢樣嘢咧係未完嘅，未完成嘅。
When will redemption in its fullest sense take place？
咁幾時得贖豐豐滿滿咁樣完成咧
？That's when Jesus finally comes again。
就係當耶穌再翻嚟嘅日子。
And that's why in the past months we have been talking about all the signs that precede Jesus' second coming。
所以喺過去一個月咧，我哋成日都講到咧耶穌再翻嚟嘅日子嘅預兆啊。
Because when we see those signs happening, and especially those mentioned in Luke chapter 21, we know that our redemption is drawing near, and we should be confident and happy, looking forward to it, despite all the hardship we went through beforehand.
So when I see this 得赎, sorry, 对唔记得咗。
Oh, sorry. 因为如果当我哋知道耶稣就嚟翻嚟啦。縱然之前咧經過咗好多嘅災難啊考驗啦，但係我哋知道，當我哋得贖嘅日子臨近，我哋就可以挺身昂首，係充滿信心、好喜樂嘅去迎接呢樣嘢。So on that day when redemption is complete, God's original purpose for all creation will be completely achieved.
所以到咗嗰日，當得贖係完成嘅時候咧。咁神對所有被造物嘅原意、那個原本嘅目的咧，亦都達到咗啦。
That's when death will be no more。
到嗰陣時候就唔再有死亡。
When humankind will rule the earth on God's behalf, God's people will reign together with Jesus forever and ever。
而人類咧，亦都會代表神統治地球，屬神嘅人同主耶穌一齊。在地上永永远远的统治。
There will be complete peace and perfect joy. We will be reunited with loved ones who have died and who during their lives have remained faithful to the Lord.
会得到完全的平安同埋喜乐，能够同我哋嘅今生嘅挚爱会重聚。呢啲挚爱咧喺佢活着嘅时候咧系对神忠心嘅。
There will be no more suffering, shame, violence, oppression, no more evil.
咁到嗰陣時，亦都冇苦難，都冇羞恥，亦暴力壓迫啊嘅事情。
Because all these things shall pass away。
因為呢啲一切都會成為過去。
All the promises of God will see fulfillment on earth。
神嘅應許咧，都會喺地上成就嘅。
It's hard to imagine such perfection, isn't it？
我哋好難想像得到將來呢一種咁完美一個世界。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10.
在哥林多前书二章九至十节。
But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神藉着圣灵向我们显明了。
And that is exactly why we need to come to church to study God's word together, so that we can get a glimpse of eternity in and through His word.
所以点解我哋要嚟到教会一齐嚟到读圣经呢？咁样咧，我哋先可以能够睇得到永恒嘅一点点。
Because if I hadn't been to church, I wouldn't know that there is a future for us beyond this life.
因为如果我唔系嚟教会嘅时候，我根本唔知道死亡之外还有永生。
Maybe to you at this stage, it's not something that excites you. I don't know.
或者佢讲呢啲嘢咧，对你嚟讲都唔系话好刺激。
Because maybe you're still young.
或者譬如咧，可能你仍然係年輕。
You are in perfect health.
你咧身體係好好。
Maybe you've got loving families.
或者你有一個好好嘅家庭。
Good friends, good opportunities, good prospects.
有好嘅朋友，有好嘅機會，前景前途無可限量嘅。
But for me, well, I have good family and good future in a way. Like in this life, I study hard and I was good at my studies.But I felt that there was no hope in life.
就正如我自己咧，我都有一個好嘅家庭，我亦都努力讀書，我亦都有前景、有機會，但係我卻覺得人世間係冇希望。
Because when I looked at my mom, who was always suffering from this pain and that pain.
因為咧，我見到我媽媽，佢唔係呢度痛就係嗰度痛，好多苦。
To such an extent where she said she no longer remembers how it feels without pain.
到一個程度咧，佢話我都唔記得無痛係點樣噶啦。
Then I think, you know, like what's so good about living in this world? And no matter how much I love my parents, one day we will have to be parted anyways.
咁我就諗，咁痛，咁活喺世上有咩意思呢？我又諗，終有一日我都會同我父母離，我哋會離別噶啦。
But as God opened my eyes to understand what great promises we have in the Bible.It really set me free from all these pain and anguish, all anger in my heart.
但係神咧開我眼睛，佢俾我睇到聖經俾我哋嘅應許，我就從呢啲咁樣嘅痛苦啊、心靈嘅煎熬裏邊咧，真係得到釋放。
Because I understand that God's plan of redemption is not so narrowly focused on this present life. He's going to do much more beyond this life.
因為我知道神嘅救贖唔係淨係今生嘅。今生之後，佢還要做更偉大嘅事。
My mom, who has been suffering a lot now, she's going to receive a perfect body.
我媽媽今生佢要受好多嘅苦，但佢將來佢會承受一個完美嘅身體。
No longer constrained by all these health problems.
又唔會再受呢啲疾病嘅限制。
But during her life here on earth.She's been trained by God to become a beautiful woman from inside out.
但係當佢仍然喺呢個地上活著嘅時候，佢係被神咧鍛鍊咗，從裏邊至外邊成為咗一個好美麗嘅女人。
She might not be the prettiest lady in the world.
可能佢外表咧唔係話靚女
，but she is beautiful because of the qualities that she attained through all these suffering.
但佢嘅生命嘅內涵的確係美麗嘅，就係因為佢受咗咁多苦，鍛鍊到佢有一種美麗嘅內涵。
And this is why it is important to understand what the Bible wants to tell us. With an eternal perspective of redemption, our attention will be focused on the bigger picture.
所以佢明白聖經講緊咩咧係好重要。咁我哋睇到得赎救赎嘅时候咧，我哋嘅眼目就会睇得远啦，去将来。
We would understand that all these imperfections and disappointments that we experience in this life is just there to remind us this present life is not all there is. It's not our final goal or destination. The future holds the consummation of God's kingdom.
今生我哋所经过嘅痛苦或者系失望。其實就喺度提醒緊我哋，今生嘅一切啊，都唔係一切，唔係我哋最終嘅目標啊。神嘅國度嘅來臨就係將來嘅目標啊。
Like the song we sang today, we hope that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就正如我今日唱嘅詩歌一樣，我哋願神嘅旨意成就喺地上，如同喺天上。
Today we start seeing that in the church with people who love God and follow God who do God's will.
今日我哋从一啲肯跟随神嘅人身上睇到神嘅应许实现咗。
But God's will cannot be fully implemented in this world until that day in the future.
但系今生神嘅工作未系完完全全嘅，直至到得赎嘅工程完结先至系完结。
At the moment, we are still just a work in progress. We are living in a state of already and not yet.
现在我哋只不过系喺度进步紧，我哋活喺呢一个阶段咧，系开始咗，但系未完结。
God is more concerned about making us fit and getting us ready for the eternal kingdom, rather than just to eliminate problems or suffering in our life right now.
神咧系好关心，要帮助我哋改变我哋，准备好我哋进入天国，唔系净系解决今生嘅困难啊问题啊。
I think that would help us to understand why there is still suffering and all these bad things happening in the world.
我希望咁样解释能够帮助大家去明白点解今生啊仍然系有苦难咧。
There's still sin.
仍然系有罪恶。
There's still evil.
仍然又有邪恶。
But through difficulties and hardships and suffering, one can grow and mature.
因为藉住呢啲嘅苦难同埋痛苦咧，一个人能够成长成熟。
One develops character, along with many other invaluable qualities.
亦都会建立到人格，还有咧一啲好宝贵嘅内涵。
So it's important to understand that moral perfection cannot simply be passed on or given as a gift. It must be attained. You have to learn it, practice it, acquire it.
所以我哋必须要明白，完美唔系与生俱来嘅，系一定要努力得到嘅。我哋要学啦，要行啦，要获得嘅。
Through being tested over and over again, it becomes part of who you are, your natural.
我哋经过嘅好多嘅锻炼啊、试炼啊，慢慢我哋系会变成生命嘅内涵。
The Bible also tells us that at this stage, when we first experience redemption in this present life, we are just like a newborn baby. We've just started on this journey.
咁圣经亦都话俾我哋听，我哋喺现今所经历嘅救赎，我哋其实咧只系好似一个初生嘅婴孩一样，呢个旅程上咧系啱啱开始嘅啫。
And we need to be transformed and renewed day by day.
我哋必须每日咧系被改变
，and then keep growing into the fullness of the stature of Christ.
一直嘅成长，直至到我哋达到耶稣基督嘅身量。
I wonder how much do you think about your future?
我唔知道大家谂你嘅将来谂几多。
Rick Warren, a well-known author who wrote the book The Purpose-Driven Life, puts forth a challenge and indeed a very wise suggestion for us.
Rick Warren, 佢写咗呢一本书叫做《标杆人生》，喺里边咧，佢俾我哋一个挑战，佢亦都俾我哋一个好有智慧嘅建议。
He writes.Today, the average lifespan is roughly 25,550 days. That's how long you will live if you are typical. Don't you think it would be a wise use of time to set aside a period of time, say maybe 40 days, to figure out what God wants us to do with the rest of our days?
咁佢就寫到啦，一個人平均嘅壽命咧係大概係25,550日。咁你如果要好有智慧嘅去運用時間嘅話咧？咁
只係抽一段短短嘅時間去思考一下呢啲問題，係咪應該係好值得嘅咧？咁以至你知道你之後應該點樣去繼續活你一生。For our university students here, I know that university life can be so full of fun, very versatile. But have you ever thought about the importance of setting aside just a little bit of time each week to let yourself be quiet?To be away from all the noise and activities, to think about the meaning of life.
我谂对于大学生嚟讲咧，你嘅生活咧系好多花样啦。但系你有冇谂过，你每日咧系摆开少少嘅时间嚟到思考一下你人生你想点样过呢
？I know that some of you frankly shared with me that, you know, I come to church because I think the people are very nice, but I don't really know God. I don't know whether He exists.
咁你有啲人咧好老實同我講，啊我嚟教會咧，我知道咧教會嘅人咧好好人士嘅，
都唔知其實有冇神嘅咧，神都唔知存唔存在嘅啫。Well, I think that's a good start if you're willing to at least come and have a chance to get in touch with God's word.
咁我覺得咧，呢個係一個好好嘅開始嚟嘅。你即管嚟到教會，嚟到聽神嘅説話，聖經嘅道理。
Some people they have this desire to be someone good who can help people.
有啲人咧心裏邊係有一種願望，就係想做一個好人去幫助別人。
Even though I wouldn't say that is the ultimate goal of our life here, that's not all of it.
雖然咧，我覺得淨係呢一點咧，唔應該係我哋嘅人生目標嘅終極唯一嘅一個原因。
But it's a good start.
但係都係一個好開始。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 7,
在羅馬書二章七節,
it says, to those who by patiently doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life.
咁咧，嗰度咧就讲到咧，边凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能扭坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
Here it says, for those who patiently keep doing good.
咁呢度就讲到就系为咗嗰啲恒心行善嘅人。
Many people are, by the world standard, a good person.
有好多人咧，其实喺按照呢个世界嚟讲咧，都系一个好人。
But that goodness is very limited.
但系呢个好咧，都系有限嘅。
It only goes that far.
系到某一个。某一個界線嘅啫。
I always share with others very honestly.
我經常咧都好老實咁同人講。
About how selfish I realize myself. How selfish I used to be.
我就覺悟得到我自己過往啊係幾咁自私嘅一個人。
I used to take pride as being like the perfect daughter, the perfect student, you know, a good classmate, someone helpful and loving.
我以往咧成日都覺得自己係一個好嘅女啦，好嘅學生啦，好嘅
朋友啦，
同學啦，好嘅同學啦。總之我都係引以為榮嘅。
Yeah, 以為自己好有愛心啊，好樂於助人啦。Until one day God showed me what true goodness is.
直至到有一日咧，神向我啟示，俾我睇得到咧，我嘅好咧，所謂好人咧都係有限嘅。
In the Bible, we won't turn open to it. There's a rich young ruler who's a very moral man.
咁喺聖經咧有一處係講到一個年輕嘅財主。
And one day he went to Jesus, asking him, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?"
呢個年輕嘅財主係一個有道德嘅人。有一日佢嚟到揾耶穌就問啦：夫子，我該做什麼善事才能得永生？
And Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good."
耶稣就对佢讲，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。
If you would enter life, keep the commandments.
如果你想进入永生呢，你就遵守诫命啦。
He said to him, "Which ones? Which commandments?"
佢就问啦，边一条诫命啊？
And then Jesus went on to explain to him.
咁耶稣就继续嘅解释俾佢听啦。
That what he thought he was already doing,
佢咧就以為自己一直以嚟都做緊噶啦。
Was actually just quite superficial.
但係其實所做嘅嘢都係表面功夫。
I mean, it's better than not doing it.
咁當然啦，好過唔做嘅。
But that's actually quite basic.
但係嗰啲都係好基本嘅嘢啫。
But when God challenges us to really give, you know, at the expense of our own benefit, our own life, even, are we willing?
但係如果神真係要挑戰我哋，要俾到盡我哋俾到盡嘅時候咧，我哋又願唔願意咧
？So my experience was that when I was in high school, there was a blind girl in my class.
我嘅經歷裏邊咧，就係喺我讀小學嘅時候，班裏邊咧有一個盲嘅同學。
And no one really could be friends with her because she's so different from us.
咁咧冇一個人咧係可以同佢做到朋友，因為同我哋係好唔同。
But because since young I have been going to church, I know that I should be loving, so I tried my best to offer any help that she needed.
咁因為我從小咧就上教會啦，所以我就知道咧我一定要做好嘅，所以我就盡我嘅能力咧去伸出友誼之手。
But one day we were about to have a test.
但係有一日咧，我哋差唔多我哋要考試，即係要測驗啦。
And our test was right after lunch.
測驗咧係午飯後舉行嘅。
And at that time, my friend, she raised her hand and said, "Oh, can anyone please go to the canteen to pick up some food for me?"
咁當時咧有一個同學咧就舉手就話啊，你哋
blind girl
嗰個盲嘅同學咧就舉手啊，有冇邊一位同學咧願意同我去到飯堂咧攞啲食物啊
？But guess what？
你估下發生咩事
？The whole classroom was dead silent。
全班同學都係肅靜嘅。
No one dared to say anything。
冇一個人敢講乜嘢。
Because no one wanted to sacrifice their lunch time to go and get her food when we could be studying last minute, you know, for our test.
因為冇一個人咧願意咧去到飯堂幫佢攞飯，個個咧都想埋頭埋腦咧咁樣去準備測驗。
Oh, my conscience was really at war at that time.
當時咧，我個良心咧真係喺度交戰。
Since nobody else was saying anything, I could also keep silent.
因為橫掂咧冇一個人講嘢，咁我都可以唔講啦。
Why did it? I mean, why does it have to be me who go? Why can't they go?
點解一定要我去咧？佢哋都可以去噶。
I've helped her so many times. Like, how come no one else could just help this time?
我已經幫咗佢好多次啦，點解其他人唔可以幫一次咧
？In the end, I offered to help.
最後咧，我都幫。
But I felt utterly ashamed of myself.
但係咧，我就發覺我對自己咧係非常覺得非常嘅羞愧。
Because for the first time, I realized my so-called love is actually conditional, like there's no, it only goes that far.
因為我係第一次去發現自己嘅愛心咧，原係有限嘅。
So by my own strength, it's difficult to be a good person.
靠我自己嘅能力咧，係做一個好人都唔容易嘅。
And you know, in this world, because it's so imperfect, a lot of people who are trying to be good, they end up being depressed.
嗱喺呢個世界咧，即係好多人如果想去想變得完美嘅話咧，最終咧可能佢哋變得會成為憂鬱嘅。
Do you know that nowadays depression is really a big problem？
你知道嗎？現今咧，呢個憂鬱症咧係一個好大嘅問題。
Can you help me find the depression slide? Thank you. For those of you from China, have you heard about the news about that young actor or young singer who committed suicide just not long ago? The 28-year-old guy.
從中國嚟嘅咧，或者你有冇知道一個年輕嘅藝人啊？佢大概28歲啊，佢係自殺咗。
It's very sad. Like he actually won like a nationwide competition. That's why he started his stardom.
好可惜啦，其實佢係贏取咗呢個國家嘅什麼獎啊嚇，咁但係咧就竟然自殺。
And apparently it's because he was always trying to do even better.
因為咧，其實佢一直以嚟都好想盡力去做好做好。
But you can never please everyone in this world.
但係你喺個世上嘅，你都唔能夠討好到每一個人嘅。
And things don't always go according to your plans.
並且咧，事情咧都唔係一定要跟你嘅意思就要成就嘅。
So he ended up developing depression about 2 years ago.
所以結果咧，大概兩年前咧，佢就得到憂鬱症。
But it got worse and worse.
咁越嚟越糟糕。
Even though he had been seeing the doctor and his colleagues knew about it.
咁啊，雖然咧佢都睇緊醫生，佢嘅同事都知道。
But very unfortunately, he still couldn't get over it, and in the end, he chose to end his life.
好不幸咧，佢都係戰勝唔到呢個憂鬱病，最後咧佢就自殺。
But the reason I feel so sad and so sorry for him is that he didn't know, even by committing suicide, that didn't solve the problem.
但係我覺得遺憾嘅咧就係，就算佢自殺啦，都唔會解決到任何事情啊。
You ending your earthly life is not the end of everything.
因為佢結束咗今生，但係唔等於就係一切嘅終結啦。
Maybe no one ever told him before. We still have to face judgments in the future.
或者冇人講過俾佢聽啦，以後我哋仍然係要面對審判嘅。
So I was thinking, you know, how sad is it for someone to live a depressed life, and then thinking he could finally put a stop to it, but then in the end, he still had to be responsible for the fact that he took his own life, because life doesn't belong to us. It's given from God. We don't have a right to just end it like that.
我覺得好可惜啦，一個人咧，佢就以為咧自殺就可以完結嚟到結束咗佢嘅痛苦，但係咧就其實佢唔知道，佢仍然係要面對將來嘅審判。
And I say that not as a cold-blooded person just commenting on a piece of news.
我咁樣講咧，唔係我係我我唔係一個冷血嘅一個人，我只係講緊一件新聞，並唔係咁。
I myself suffered from depression.
因為我以往我都同樣患過憂鬱症。
If it wasn't because of God, I think I might have done the same stupid thing as him.
如果唔係因為神救咗我，我相信我可以同佢一樣，我都會做一件愚蠢嘅事。
But I thank God.Because I know that life doesn't belong to me, I know that there is a consequence, so I had, I put more thoughts before I did anything stupid.
但我感謝神，因為我知道呢個生命唔係屬於我自己嘅，我要去做咩事之前，我必須要三思。
And thankfully, now that I've got over my depression, and it's been many years since I got over it.
但好感謝神，已經好多年前咧，我已經係。戰勝咗呢個憂鬱症。
I live a totally different life.
我而家係活緊一個完全不同嘅人生。
My whole outlook on life has been changed.
我嘅生命被改變咗。
I still face frustrations.
我仍然咧係有灰心嘅時候。
Sometimes when I see the suffering in the world,
有時我見到世上嘅苦難。
My heart goes out to the people, and I feel, you know, what can I do to help?
我覺得好難過，我就會諗，我可以做為佢哋做啲咩呢
？If it wasn't because I have a larger perspective, if it wasn't because I know that God is in control，
如果我唔係知道神喺度控制一切咧，掌管一切呢
？I think I'll probably just end up being depressed again。
我相信咧，我或者咧都會重新嘅患上憂鬱症嘅。
That's why a lot of people who get depression are actually really outstanding people。
其實咧，嗰啲患憂鬱症嘅人咧，好多時咧都係一啲好特別嘅人嚟。
They are either very good in their area of expertise，
都係一啲好出眾嘅人嘅，或者咧喺佢自己個行業裏邊咧，佢係好有成就。
They are talented, they are gifted, but they are always filled with frustration when they can't achieve what they expect themselves to achieve。
佢哋好有天分啊，但係咧，當佢哋達唔到自己想達到嘅嗰個水平咧，佢哋就會好唔開心。
There are other people who get depressed because they truly want to be a good person. They want to do good deeds.
有啲人咧患上憂鬱症咧，係因為佢哋真係好想做一個好人，想做行善。
But after trying everything, they realize we can never solve all these problems in the world.
但佢想盡辦法，試過好多辦法之後，就發覺咧，我都唔能夠自己係唔能夠解決曬人生世界上所有嘅問題嘅。
They don't know that God's plan is not just to make this present world perfect right now.
佢哋唔明白啊，神嘅計劃裏邊並唔係話要將現今呢個地球嘅人咧嘅事咧搞到好好完美冇問題。
If we don't understand that, we will end up depressed.
如果我哋唔明白呢點咧，我哋都會患上憂鬱症嘅。
So, do you know that globally, according to the 世衛 what is it called again? The World Health Organization. Sorry, according to the World Health Organization, globally, there's an estimated 350 million people of all ages that suffer from depression.
根據個世衛組織嘅數據顯示咧，喺全球咧大概有點講啊？3.5億嘅人咧係患咗憂鬱症。
And in China alone, it's estimated that 90 million people suffer from depression.
喺國內咧就估計已經有9,000,000人患憂鬱症。
So I want to end today's sharing with a post that I saw online. It's from a nursing student.
我結束今日嘅講道之前咧，想俾大家睇下呢一個海報。
This nurse student, she asked this question and hoped that someone can answer her. She said, like most people, I came to nursing to help people. And I truly believe that every shift I make something better, even if it's just something tiny. But when I hear about the awful things that are happening in the world, in particular, the terrible things that refugees are going through, I just feel so helpless.I want to be able to do more and help people on a wider scale. But as a student nurse, I don't know where to start. I know that if I reach the level of being a director of nursing, I can make organisational changes that will benefit patients, but I'm a second year student nurse. That's a long way off. I know it sounds cheesy, but what can I do to make the world a better place?
嗱，呢一段説話咧係一個護士學生講嘅，咁咧佢就話就正如好多人啦，我做護士咧係想幫人嘅，我亦都好相信咧每一次嘅輪值啦輪班，我都會令到大家都會好啲嘅。即使咧我只係做咗少少嘢，但係當我咧睇到喺呢個世界上發生嘅一啲可怕的事情的時候呢，尤其是呢是那些難民啊，那些難民發生緊啲乜嘢事嚇，我哋咧就會覺得好無助啦。我咧就好希望能夠大啲規模、大幅度啲嘅，能夠幫多啲人。作為一個護士啦，咁我就知道呢，如果我能夠做到呢個護士嘅總管啊，係嘛嚇，我咧就可以咧改變呢個機構，能夠咧令到更多嘅病人得福，得到益處。但係咧，我而家只不過係第二年嘅護士學生啫，我仲有一條好長嘅路要走。咁啊，黐線！
我知道，好似講起好似好老土咁樣啦。但是我真的很想知道究竟我要做些什么才可以令到这个世界更加美好呢。 So I want to end my sharing with this to illustrate the point that there are people who are concerned about the future, and not just about their own future, but even the well-being of others.
那我就完结这个讲道之前，我就想讲这一段说话，就是很多人都好關心將來，唔單止淨係自己嘅將來，甚至別人嘅將來。
And they work very hard to try and make a difference.
咁佢哋好努力咁，就希望可以改變到一啲嘢。
They study hard. They do things beyond what is required by their course.
佢好勤力嘅讀書，佢哋讀得比嗰個課程所要求嘅更加多。
But is that the future that you and I should be working for? Is that all that we should be working for?
但係呢種嘅將來啊，我哋咁樣去努力嘅呢個目標啊，係咪將來係咪淨係咁咧？
I want to warn you now because I don't want you to get disappointed and then ended up not doing anything at all because you find that you just can't make the change you want.
我想預先嘅提醒大家，因為我唔想大家喺今生裏邊已經好努力、好努力，但係結果咧，你發現咧。另一回事。
And that would happen if we do not have the bigger picture in mind.
如果你冇呢個大啲嘅圖畫嘅話咧，你嘅失望係會有嘅。
If we don't understand that redemption is not only about the past or the present, but it's also future.
你要明白咧，得到救贖咧，唔係淨係關於過去嘅事或者現今嘅事，而更加係同將來有關。
So redemption indeed is drawing near.
所以得赎的日子的确是近了。
It's positive.
是肯定的。
It's exciting.
是很令人振奋的。
But we need to co-work with God.
但我们必须是与神同工。
And not just rely on our own understanding.
不要只是依靠自己的理解的明白。
Otherwise we might end up being depressed or we might end up being just very unfeeling.
否則我們會變成憂鬱或者是冷漠。
Because this world is still full of suffering and things that we might not be able to understand right here and now.
因為現今這個世界的確是還是有很多的苦難，很多東西我們是還不明白。
But what we can hold on to is God's promises.
但我們能夠抓住的就是神的應許。
God will not allow us to suffer for nothing.
神咧係唔會容讓我哋無緣無故咁樣去受苦噶。
He makes everything, he works everything for good for those who love him.
凡事都互相效力，叫到愛神嘅人得益處。
So let us pray.
我哋一齊祈禱。